we have a very interesting topic that we're going to cover next. If you know somebody who has the loss of a spousal partner through separation, divorce, or death, it can be a very traumatic experience, causing feelings of loneliness and grief. Our next guest is the Dublin president of a global peer support group that helps individuals, particularly struggling with bereavement, divorce, or a separation. In the studio, I have president of Beginning Experiences Dublin, Bernie Kelly, and you're very, very welcome to the show, Bernie.
Thank you very much indeed. It's lovely to be here.
Well, it's so good to have you here. And when I was reading through this last night, I was thinking, you know, this is really interesting. This is, I've actually noticed this in my parish newsletter before. I've noticed you guys and you've caught my eye. So many people may not know exactly what it is you do, Bernie. So can you tell us about the history of Beginning Experience?
I will indeed. Sister Josephine Stewart worked on marriage tribunal cases in Fort Worth in Texas in the 70s. She learned of the stress and grief experienced by divorced Catholics as a result of her friend, Miss Jo Lamia, being part of a weekend they organised together for engaged couples. During the weekend, Sister Josephine observed the transformation that took place in her friend as Miss Lamina wrote out all the unfinished grief and anger from her divorce. The peaceful closure was that she was able to place on the end of her marriage, inspired by Sister Josephine, to create the Beginning Experience Ministry. And the initial Beginning Experience weekend was presented in October, the 18th to the 20th, in 1974 in Texas. And when she stepped down as director of Beginning Experience, she had personally spread the ministry to Hawaii, Australia, New Zealand, Ireland and Great Britain, as well as Canada and many other American states.
So it's a global thing.
It's a global thing now. Yeah. And Sister Josephine only passed away back in 2014 after a long illness.
Well, I'm originally from Fort Worth, Texas.
Well,
so good beginnings.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Amazing. Yeah. It sounds like amazing work. You must really enjoy what you do. Can you tell us about the work you do at Beginning Experience?
Well, first of all, it's a non-denominational voluntary peer support group, and we're at pains to let people know that. First of all, Beginning Experience facilitators are themselves either widowed, separated, or divorced, and they too have participated in the past in the 7-week coping program, and we've just started one now, and I'll give more information about that. What happens there is we start off the program with meditation. And then two facilitators share their talks. These talks, it is from a widow or widower or separated or divorced. These come from a manual that we have. And there are certain objectives to follow and a time limit. And may I just add that these talks are critiqued a few weeks prior to the meetings. And it's really not to knock anything that's said, but just to put it in order. And a couple of questions then are given to the participants in the audience relating to the talks, and they break up into small groups. Now, they could have about 4 to 6 participants with maybe 2 facilitators for approximately 30 to 40 minutes. There is never pressure put on anyone who does not wish to disclose, discuss, or participate in any group if they do not wish to do so. And also, it is actually important to mention that a candle is lit at the beginning of the meeting to emphasise that what is said in the room stays in the room.
So it's totally confidential.
Totally confidential.
Yeah, and it must be really good for people to have peer-to-peer support when they're going through such a difficult time.
Absolutely. And as we were talking earlier, and I did mention the fact that years ago, and I know that for a fact, that we'd say after a year, if somebody lost a spouse, that they should pick themselves up and, as we say, dust themselves off and start all over again. But if somebody has lost somebody whom they have loved so much, that can last a bit longer. And it is, this organisation is absolutely fantastic for people, even after our meetings, for them to sit out and have a cup of tea and coffee, and they'd have a chat.
To have that support is so
important. They know it themselves.
I think you made a very important point there, Bernie. You know, like, if you haven't lost somebody, if you haven't lost a spouse or a close relationship, You really don't know what a person's going through. It's hard to empathize when you haven't gone through it yourself. And you do hear people say, oh, it's been a year now. Get on. Yes, get on with things. Yes. Get on with your life. It's, you know, come on. Mm. And I know just from watching my own mother when my father died and my mother-in-law as well, that it's not a year. It takes several years. And it's always something that they're dealing with from time to time. It bubbles up.
That's right.
And so
that's
probably important to stay connected to people so that you can talk about these kind of issues.
Absolutely. And the thing about it is with these talks that are given, now we don't want people to be alarmed that, you know, they come in the door, they're going to be given a talk.
It's not like that.
No, it doesn't happen.
It's just
like
a sharing.
It's just a sharing. But these would be facilitators themselves who have been trained. And we have objectives, you know, relating to the talks that are given. For example, we have a manual, and it would be just basically putting down on pen and paper what your feelings are. Mm. And this helps. We find that because they're reading it out, and some people think, oh my gosh, I should be over this. They might cry. I know I personally cried week after week for about 5 weeks into the 7 week program, and I thought I was, oh, I'm cured now.
It's many layers there though, isn't there? It's like an onion. You just keep peeling the layers off. Yeah.
But in relation to the weekend program, that is intense, and we do not advertise what that consists of. I can assure you, yes, there would be tears, but I'm also going to say, at times, tears of laughter.
Yeah. Those are the good kind.
Enough said.
Because those are the best kinds of tears of all. How did this become global? I mean, because, you know, starting off in Fort Worth, Texas, and a nun just started off probably a little tiny thing.
Yes,
and
yeah.
I assume it went global because it just was so effective for people.
Well, it was. Again, because I'm involved with the Dublin group, we have somebody in America still, and she actually, I'm sorry, her name's not coming to mind at the moment. It will when I'm...
When I leave.
Yeah.
When you're in the car, I'll go, yeah, I remember her name now.
But overall, she organises all the, it's like, you know, up the top. And we have to more or less go by certain, I don't mean rules and regulations, but we're organised.
Yeah, it's not just a meeting show up and it's just like, kind of all over the place.
No, it's not. In actual fact, we actually have a board meeting every month.
Yeah. And it probably helps people get more out of it if it's a little bit organised.
And it is more organised. And as I say, and we have, you know, we do know for a fact that overall, people who come there, we will do our best as best we can to make them feel comfortable. And as soon as people walk in the door, we have a greeting. A couple of people, people will sit down beside them, and I know even personally, I wanted to run out of there because I was scared. I went on my own. I didn't know anyone, but the fact that the facilitators themselves, somebody sat beside me and said, "Please, just wait. Hang on, and we can sort this out."
So you're able not to do the runner.
No running.
So how did you get involved in the beginning? I mean, obviously you went there to seek help yourself.
I did.
How did you get involved as a facilitator?
Well, I heard about Beginning Experience 6 years ago through a friend who was a former facilitator, and I was experiencing marital difficulties and attended the 7 week coping program, and then went on to do the residential weekend shortly after that. The best way I can describe this is a total cleansing of all the hang-ups that I thought I was the only one who ever experienced. And as a result of sharing, it gave me the courage to finally accept that my marriage was over and move on. It's a very gentle process that enables one to focus on themselves and their feelings in a safe environment. And participants are invited to take a look at the different stages of grief experience, not just as a result of death, but also because of a relationship breakdown.
Well, it's true. When you lose a relationship, whether it's through death or whether the relationship breaks down, you do feel like you're the only person in the world that this has ever happened to. And how can the world be going on? And here you are, your whole world has fallen apart. And so to talk to other people who have experienced similar feelings and emotions, and I'd say that just must be very cathartic for people.
Yeah, it is. And like that, I suppose we're more open now And our children, we can
Thank
talk to
goodness.
Our children.
Yes. Thank goodness.
But years ago,
it was much more difficult.
We just had, and I was like saying to you, I know earlier, but I remember this wonderful man. He came along. He had no family himself. He was in his 80s. And he used to look forward to the fact that he came along for 7 weeks. He went outside after the talks and he sat with people and he had a cup of tea. And he actually even said to me, I wish this was all year round. He was so lonely.
Yeah.
And so overall for him, it was just getting out there and talking.
Really made a difference.
And people
for him.
Form, now it's not a relationship organization, but trust
me. I can
me,
see where this is going.
Trust me. There are walks, there's a group, our former president, Jay, uh-huh. there's a group that started up called the Jaywalkers.
The Jaywalkers,
yeah.
I love
and
it.
And they go up along Bray yeah. Head and oh God, all over the place. But it's just a wonderful way of people who have maybe not something else going on in their
yeah,
lives, you know.
To meet other people.
Just to meet other people and to chat.
Yeah, yeah. To have some socialization
totally,
with each other.
Totally.
Yeah, yeah. Which can really be missing when you lose someone in your
yes,
life. You lose that
yeah.
bit of socialization. And I know it can be hard, even when I think about people I know who have lost someone, it can be very awkward for them to go out
That's
in public.
Right.
They feel like they don't fit in because they're on their own.
Yes.
And it can
yeah.
be very daunting, can't
Absolutely.
It? To face situations on your own yeah. as a single person.
And even there are, I mean, I was doing it myself up to a while. We joined a dancing class.
Oh, fantastic. So you're getting your exercise, you're getting your socialization. It's just good
As
for
I'd
you.
As I'd say, foot and mouth.
Very good, very good. Now, are there any upcoming events or workshops
there
that you'd
indeed.
Like to mention?
The events that are coming up, as mentioned, it just started and it's in the Carmelite Community Centre in Whitefriars Street and it's called the Coping Programme. It's every Wednesday evening from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. And our first week, Wednesday, was just there last Wednesday. That was just like an introduction. So anyone who's interested...
They can still come along.
Absolutely. Regardless right. of how many times they turn up, they can come along. Then we have a residential weekend in a Moss Retreat Centre in Swords in County Dublin. And that's starting on Friday, the 19th of May at 7 p.m. until Sunday the 21st, until 3 or 4 p.m. Now, I have a phone number and I have an email address, and if anyone is interested.
Okay, but, great. Yeah. Do you want to give those
yes,
out?
Yes, I will. Yeah. The phone number, and it's manned or womaned, I won't say 24 hours, but here we go, 086-087-7379.
Okay.
Or the email is bedublin@gmail.com.
Very good.
Now,
and is there a website as
there
well?
There is actually, I just, as it turns out, I have a website. It's www.beginningexperience.ie.
Great. Bernie, thank you so much for coming on this morning.
Well, and thank you for giving me the opportunity.
Well, it's great to hear about Beginning Experience. It sounds like an absolutely fabulous program for someone who needs that little bit of maybe friendship and listening ear and a chance to just get some things off their chest about their own loss. So thank you for coming
thank
in.
Thank you very much
And
indeed.
Thank you for the work you do.